Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are kids in this world who are different. Special. They go to school in a place you can't find on a map. And they're about to get a new classmate.
I want answers, Delphine. You're here for revenge, aren't you? For what happened to Dr. Whittier?
Can someone please help me? This child is assaulting me. She has me mistaken for someone else.
Tell me what you want, you robotic freak. Hey, let me go!
Come on, kid. Get off that woman.
She's not some woman. She's... I can't tell you what she is.
Let me help you up, ma'am.
Ma'am? I'm telling you, that isn't a person. It's a household appliance.
Thank you, officer. This girl is clearly in need of help.
Are you getting all of this on camera, Vinny?
I am, Jezebel. Every last second.
Jezebel Harrington from the Juno Courthouse,
where Birdie Anders has had enough. I'll be happy to talk right into your stupid camera. In fact, I'll talk to all the press people here. This is Delphine, a robot built by a dead guy. They live together in a haunted house in New Orleans. Well, technically a haunted house inside a house. But anyway, go back to Thornton Rust, you deranged hunk of wires.
Birdie, what's going on? I could hear you all the way down the hall.
That's the point, Cyrus. I got Delphine.
All right. Break it up, everyone.
You're coming with me, kid.
I'm not going anywhere. I need answers.
Please don't do this to my sister, officer.
She attacked that lady right in the middle of the hallway.
I get it, Charlie, but this young woman's father is about to have his hearing. I'm the bailiff for this courtroom. I'll handle it.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Have fun.
Thank you, bailiff.
My daughter was sick. It was a treatment from Holiday Corp that saved her. I need to go get your dad. Head into the courtroom, okay?
Bird.
Save it, Sai. I know what you're gonna say. I messed up.
I was gonna say, where did Delphine go?
Just need to move these palm fronds. Well, will you look at that?
You have a hidden robo?
Appears that way. Cybot, do you notice anything strange about where we are in this cove?
I don't detect any cameras or wireless signals.
No cameras.
It's the one and only truly private place on the island.
I can't believe you had a boat and you're just now telling me.
Well, it's not as if it can get us back to the mainland. We'd be spotted as soon as we got into open water.
Oh, great. So we'd just trigger a triple secret lockdown from the triple secret headmaster.
However, there is something I need to share with you. And I need to be sure your memory is intact when I do.
You want me to get in the rowboat?
No pressure, but they will come looking for us soon.
That is the very definition of pressure.
I guess if you were going to feed me to the gators, you would have done it already. But you do the rowing.
Deal.
Hold up. Pull the boat over by these rocks.
What is it, Brindley?
It's a piece of hoverboard.
Hoverboard?
Badger and Bruce.
Your brothers?
They were here. They must have crashed on these rocks. But I heard Bruce's voice on the phone, so...
Brinley, are you all right?
I'm just frustrated and way over it. I used to be really good at solving mysteries, but ever since I came to Elixir Academy, it's been one dead end after another. And the fact that half the time I can barely remember where my dorm room is doesn't help. If I could just get one win.
I'm sorry, Brinley.
What are you sorry for?
For not telling you the truth sooner.
About the robo?
About everything. You see, I'm not like the other kids in the school.
I've noticed.
No, I mean, I remember.
You remember where you came from? Who you are?
All of it.
But you said...
It's been an act. But I know I can trust you.
I don't understand. Why? Who are you?
I'm just... me. I grew up in a tiny town in the British countryside. We were so isolated from the rest of the world, it might as well have been another century. But from the time I was young, I was fascinated by science, and especially by the mysteries we can't explain in human biology. Why there are people in this world who are...
different? Special?
Precisely. I followed up on every rumor I heard, and I started to see patterns. Kids with incredible abilities who could run fast or turn invisible or fly on hoverboards. And then I stumbled upon something else. A school you couldn't find on a map. The whispers were, no one knew who went there or where the students came from.
So you applied to the Elixir Academy?
You really think this place takes applications?
No, I don't.
When I turned 15, I left home, stowed away aboard a boat, well, several boats, and one day showed up on Elixir Key and pretended I didn't know how I'd got there.
But why?
At first, curiosity, research. And then, once I met people like Penn and Mila and even Casey, I just wanted to help, to figure out what happened to them so that I could...
save them.
You make it sound more heroic than it was, but no matter how close I got, even after earning the trust of Dr. Solsice, I could never break through. I remember sitting on the beach one night with my boombox, looking up at the stars and begging whoever might be listening for a win. Anything to give me some encouragement, prove to me that my quest wasn't totally pointless. And then, that very night, I got a big dose of hope.
You did? What happened?
You arrived on the island.
Me?
You. You're the reason I didn't give up, Brinley. You're my inspiration. Hearing what you've been through, how time and time again you've chosen to fight, even when it put you at risk, you're the bravest person I've ever met.
Wow. I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything. I don't mean to put you on the spot. I know your heart is with Cyrus.
Oh, I...
But I do want to repay you for all you've done for me. So if there's some way I can get you to not give up on your dreams, please let me do that. If there are answers you still need to find here at Elixir Academy, I'll move heaven and earth or fake rocks and prickly underbrush to help you.
I don't think I've ever been called someone's inspiration before. At least not to my face. Thank you, Jude.
You're very welcome. And I'm so glad you're going to take me up on my offer.
Oh, but I'm not. I mean, I appreciate everything you said to me, but after today, I'm done here. I'm going back to Juno to confront Casey and take my life back.
James.
Fancy meeting you here, Dr. Anders.
I'm sorry to have kept you waiting. We had an incident outside the courtroom I had to deal with.
I hope nothing serious, Bailiff.
Nothing you need to worry about, but there isn't much time before court is in session.
We understand.
Is it okay if we...
hug? I'm not going to stop you.
Thank you.
gonna be okay, Monica.
You've lost weight. I can tell.
I've been doing that jailhouse workout. Lots of push-ups. Feel those muscles?
Let me see. Oh yeah, there's one.
Hey!
James, am I a coward?
What? How could you even ask that?
Birdie called me out because I wouldn't let her take the fall for you. Because you're the one who sprung Magnus to save Sai, while I was just conducting failed experiment after failed experiment.
Monica, look at me. The reason this works, the reason any of this works with our family, is because of you. Because you never gave up on Holiday, or Cyrus, or me. Okay, so maybe you're not the one to bust into a maximum security prison, but without you, we'd all be lost. You are the anchor and the glue and about 10 other metaphors I can't think of right now. You are brave and strong. You are my hero.
I used to be Birdie's hero too.
You still are. She's just a teenager. But listen, we don't have a lot of time. If I'm found guilty, there's no cavalry coming to save me. No one showing up in a...
helicopter?
Yeah.
It sounds really close. James, did you...
call a helicopter to rescue me from the courthouse? I'm sorry to say I had nothing to do with this. Whatever this is...
it's getting so close. It sounds like they're gonna crash into the building.
Move away from the window!
Take cover!
James, who is that coming through the windows?
Same people rappelling from the ceiling.
Mr. Anders, Dr. Anders, get behind me! Stay back! All of you!
Bailiff, can you hear me?
Stay away from my wife!
We aren't here to hurt you, Mr. Anders. We're here to take you with us. You and Dr. Anders.
James, they're uniforms. Do you realize who they are?
Child catchers.
Now that you've listened to this week's episodes, head on over to the GZM Rewind feed to hear me and the creators talk about the latest episodes with special guests, including cast members and superfans.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM shows imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.